Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hello and welcome to Skincare with Friends with myself, Nia Patton.
And me.
It always feels really awkward, this bit.
I'm here as well in the flesh. I can actually touch Nia if I wanted to.
Yep.
I'm Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Nia.
I'm supposed to introduce myself professionally.
Yeah, every time.
Okay. I am a dentist and a skincare enthusiast. I moderate different skincare chat rooms. I have a postgraduate diploma in cosmetic medicine and I do aesthetics.
That's
professionally.
And I just listen to Nia talk about all of that and some of it goes in and sometimes I have to ask the question again and again.
No, you know loads. No.
I forget what I know though.
Do you?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. So today for this sort of special in-person podcast, we are talking about, well, we're not really talking about, we're just going to read out stupid things that people have said online and laugh at them or feel sorry for them.
I kind of veer towards the latter. It depends. Yeah. Depends what they are. I mean, sometimes I feel so sorry for people who've come to the extent and the lengths that we're going to describe now.
Yeah.
That I just want to give them a hug.
Yes.
And say, don't do that, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Why and it'll be okay.
Why has this happened? Why have you... What process has led you to this point where you are asking this question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like we had someone in our group that was asking a lot of questions. He stopped now.
Yeah.
A lot of questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. But I'm like, you all right?
Yeah. and no, maybe he's had his questions answered and everything is fine now.
Yeah.
But I think he just wanted, he just seems very thorough.
Yeah.
He was a very thorough person.
Wanted to know everything.
Yeah. Yeah. But this isn't that.
No.
This is different.
This is, poking fun. So like, so the last Skincare with Lols episode we did, I was kind of looking for posts about people and their boyfriends and people being, boyfriends being useless. There's this sort of thing where like men can't cope with things and they don't understand things and women have to do things for them and it really gets on my nerves.
It's called weaponized incompetence.
Yes, yeah. I love that phrase.
It's absolutely brilliant, but sometimes I call it weaponized incontinence.
That is really...
like angry shit everywhere if I don't get my own way.
That's more of a sort of toddler's tactic.
Remind me though, what was weaponized incompetence about?
Was it
men saying,
I can't do this, I need help. And like, pretending they don't know what's what.
Okay.
Refusing to learn, refusing to remember what they've been told.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, it's because it's not important to them.
No. So it's like, it's a womanly thing, so you need to drag me kicking and screaming through this entire process.
Yes.
And, and my husband sometimes listens to the podcast, who might listen to this. But I did start off by writing Max's... where Max should use this and that and the skincare routine. And then, he didn't learn anything from that. He didn't read the bowls. And then he, there he is there. Slamming his door.
He's upset.
So I was like, right. And then he goes, oh, I've run out of those things. What things? Those thingies. Some of the thingies. Like, what thingies? Which ones?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you'll have to read them. I'm not doing everything for you and ordering it and labelling it.
Yeah.
You've got to show
up. I actually really enjoyed doing that, though.
Yeah.
For my partner, labelling things. But then he stopped using them anyway, which is great, because then I got...
You could use them
mainly
then.
Paula's Choice products.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is great.
Yeah. You can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm going to read out this post.
Okay.
Someone on a subreddit called 30 Plus Skincare, which is quite good, said, trying to get the man in your life to do skincare. My boyfriend is finally consistently using a moisturiser I got him.
Cool.
I've now tried to gently introduce him to a vitamin C serum and explaining the benefits.
Okay.
And he says, so, I have to layer the lotion over this other thing? I'm going to be like the guy in American Psycho.
Cool. But he had beautiful skin. I know he was obviously a psycho, but
yeah.
Beautiful skin.
Yeah. Yeah. Did Christian Patrick. Bale. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. He looked great.
He was stunning.
Yeah. It made you cry a little bit, didn't it?
Just imagine him skipping now in his pants.
Yeah. And she said, I just thought that was hilarious. Anyone else have a man in their life who is skincare resistant? Any tips? I don't want to force him. I just think he will be glad later if he does at least a little skincare. And he hates sunscreen too. And when he tries to put on any lotion, he acts it's the most disgusting thing he's ever touched. Ha ha.
A child. You're describing a child.
Yeah.
This is what pisses me off. You're describing a kid.
Yes.
Not a man.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's so... He's so offensively showing his fragile male ego. It's kind of pathetic.
Yeah.
That's not even funny.
No.
Quite
no.
Cross.
It's annoying, isn't it?
So, there's something so like, ooh, this is gay. Skincare is gay. I'm not doing it.
This
I know she's
girls
not said that. But...
Yeah, and the comments sort of agree with what you just said. Said, yeah, my husband, so another user says, my husband doesn't need skincare, yet he will use cleanser and moisturiser. Once he admitted to using it daily because it makes his skin feel good, he asked me what to do about his acne, so we got him on Adapalene. He did that for approximately 1 month and his skin looked markedly better. And recently I asked him why he stopped and he says, I don't think it works. As soon as I stop using it, my skin gets bad again.
Mm.
And I've yet to get him to use it again. No, no, somebody replies, no, no, he's on to something. See, beer doesn't work on me either because as soon as I stop drinking, I get sober again.
Oh dear. Well, I guess he thought though that obviously that's a one and done and it's fixed. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, it worked. So yeah. I can stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's frustrating because he went to that whole effort and going on Adapalene.
Yeah, my husband just walked out the front door and slammed the gate.
Talking about weaponizing confidence.
Shit.
He's got great skin. It's fine.
Yeah.
Bad. Keep going.
Yeah. So another reply to the same post. Exactly this. He's a grown-ass man who doesn't need a mother. I kid you not. I stopped dating a guy who failed to work out sunscreen. Even...
So harsh.
I love it. Even though he was reminded to put it on and reapply it. After the third sunburn of his pale Irish skin, I ended it. I need a man, not a child that needs to be forced and reminded several times to put sunscreen on.
I mean, it wouldn't be the principal guiding thing, but it would definitely be a recurring red flag for me,
yes.
I think. You're hurting yourself because I'm assuming you think it's too feminine to reapply sunscreen. I understand those people don't like traditional sunscreen.
Yeah, it's annoying. And,
it's not the 80s
gross.
Anymore. There's some really great ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of agree with her because, you know, if he's expecting her to sort that out, he's going to expect her to sort everything out.
And wipe his bum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No.
It's not sexy.
No, sort it out.
Yeah, sort it
out. Yeah. Oh, dear. And I agree. And somebody else comments, I agree with this. However, I do get in moods, throw my weight around a bit, and insist on doing hair masks on my partner, or sometimes skincare, and he takes it well. But these are things that he would do for himself, and that's fine. I get to have my fun. He is good with sunscreen, though, and I did convince him to not use body wash on his hair. Small wins.
Yeah.
Like, oh, for God's sake, I can't be bothered.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Maybe he's wearing sunscreen now.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. And then another post on Reddit said that I jokingly told my husband that I was going to put my skincare routine in my living will to include face, neck, décolleté and back of hands. Him, and if I don't do it, me, pull the plug.
Do you know what? Speaking of décolleté, so do you like cleanse down to your
no,
sort
I
of
don't.
Chest? I do really? Now because I'm just like sweat a lot in London, and then in the day of exercising. I've got such bad chest knee at the moment.
Oh, really?
Bad spots. And I always get like a few around the cleavage area, but it's really bad at the moment.
Isn't that weird? I find acne like moves around.
Well, I don't think I've ever had... So that's where I don't want to call it acne, because I just think... I don't know if it's just caused by sweat or if it's actually acne, but definitely have had a...
Yeah.
That's where it usually goes, but it's... I mean, it's like 30 or 40 spots.
Oh my God. Have you tried anything for it?
I'm just cleaning it and just, you know, putting sort of and natural moisturising factors on it and making sure to put sunscreen on when I go out and showering as soon as I get home.
Yeah, I could try hypochlorous acid.
Okay.
Which is like a sort of skin disinfectant that's really nice.
Okay.
It's quite, it doesn't like dry the skin out or anything.
Okay. Thanks,
yeah,
I'll show
you that. Yeah,
Rel, I got some upstairs.
Yeah, how annoying. Yeah, no, I don't really cleanse my chest. It doesn't get spots, so down there, it's my chin.
It's just so dirty.
Yeah.
Like when you actually...
Dirty boobies.
Boobies are dirty. Neck and chest is dirty. Clavicle holds a lot of dirt.
You've got so much dirt on your chest.
I never really thought
about my chest being dirty.
I swear to God, try it. If you... And tops of shoulders, like back.
Oh, God.
That is rank. You have a shower, you wash it with whatever you wash it with, and then you put a cleanser and a pad on it.
Oh my God, really?
Filthy. Yeah.
I never
you need
really
to double.
About that.
I need to double cleanse my back, shoulders, chest.
Yeah, I guess because you put sunscreen on.
Sunscreen
and then you're outside.
Really, really blocks the little.
I keep getting flies stuck to my face when I'm running at the moment. I come home and there's these tiny little flies, like dead.
I eat them. They go in my eyes. It's really grim.
It's gross. So this is a really funny post.
Okay.
I was like clapping my hands with glee when I found it. So today I fucked up is a subreddit. It's funny. Today I fucked up by being the reason my wife has had acne for years. How did he do that?
Oh no. How did he do it?
My wife has extremely sensitive skin and she's always struggled with it. I've never cared about her having acne, despite her being really insecure about it. She has seen countless dermatologists and other professionals trying to get rid of it to no avail.
Oh no.
Yeah. We have a small drying rack thing for our cleaning sponge in our bathroom. It's where a square cleaning sponge is kept, and it's used to clean the counters and mirrors if needed. Pretty handy, right? My wife got it for us. She's so awesome at coming up with these things. Well... I was in the bathroom today and I saw that my wife had bought a new cleaning sponge, but it was a super weird egg-shaped sponge. I found this egg-shaped sponge hilarious and I asked my wife, why would she get such a weird egg sponge and not just a normal square one? And she told me it would be easier to use than the old one for putting makeup on.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I hope he hasn't told her.
Yeah.
He told her?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have told her. Oh, God, what happened?
My wife uses my cleaning sponge for makeup. I don't understand. She saw the confusion on my face and asked me what was wrong. I asked her why she would use our cleaning sponge for her face. I don't know anything about makeup. Did you know that people who wear makeup use a sponge to spread the makeup on their face? Well, I didn't. What, like he hadn't seen her doing it?
How big is his cleaning sponge that is actually a makeup sponge? Because I'm thinking of like a massive J-cloth.
Yeah, maybe it was a small sponge and he thought it was just a little
and
polisher.
He cleans a mirror with a tiny sponge.
Well, you know that people use the sponge to spread the makeup on their face. Well, I didn't, but now I do.
But where's he been cleaning? Has he been cleaning like toilet rooms?
Yeah, he's been cleaning the bathroom. Who knows?
Is her acne gone?
I don't know. It doesn't. I don't think it's followed up.
Is the marriage gone?
I think the marriage is still there.
Poor guy.
I know.
I mean, I would not have come clean, soz, but I would.
You would
like,
have just stopped doing
nodded
it.
Nodded and then left the bathroom quietly and.
Yeah, my wife explained it to me very carefully. I had used my wife's makeup sponge for cleaning. She used that same sponge on her face. And we believe that's the reason for her reoccurring acne. My wife is not happy and I feel horrible. I asked her why it was on a drying rack and not in a makeup bag. To let it dry out after use, obviously.
Okay, can I just bat on his side for a second? Yeah. Why is she not cleaning her sponge?
Well, maybe she cleaned
it. Somebody should be cleaning the sponge.
I think she was cleaning it and leaving it on this little rack
okay.
to dry. Right. So it didn't look makeup-y because okay. it was clean, maybe. Yeah,
she left it there. They'd both been doing their jobs. They'd be cleaning in between.
Yeah.
Applications.
You shouldn't have any. Yeah. So why was it in the drying rack? To let it dry out after use. She didn't want any bacteria growing on the moist sponge,
yeah.
which would have happened if she'd left it in her bag. Great thinking. If only I didn't make a nest for bacteria by cleaning with it. I went and bought her a bunch of new sponges, all different shapes and sizes, but not square ones. I hope she can forgive my dumbass soon.
Oh.
Well, maybe it wasn't giving her acne. Maybe she just has acne.
Yeah, maybe she does.
Well, what kind of square makeup sponge is there?
I just think of like a big face size one. I can't.
Yeah.
Like the old pressed powder sponges you used to put yeah. on in compacts. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Poor guy. My thoughts are with him. Well, both of them.
Yeah, at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, poor things. So, the next post is really sad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this
okay.
one.
Okay. Ready.
And we don't want to, like, I want to make it clear we're not taking the piss out of it.
Okay.
We are we?
Why? I haven't heard it yet. I'll tell you okay. if you are.
Okay.
And then we can delete it.
So, I've been crying
oh.
almost every day due to problems. Lol. But I'm worried if it's making my skincare routine not as effective.
Oh.
And if the products are fully absorbed. Do I need to do it all over again after crying?
Okay, you've read this one to me before and I thought, oh, this is silly. And then this last period I just had has been, I've been crying every day.
Oh my God, that's
every
horrible.
Night when I go to bed, just yeah. crying. So weird. Anyway, it's stopped now.
Yeah.
But I did think I had my NIOD fractionated eye contour concentrate and the first thing I thought was, fuck.
Just pouring it all down my face.
And just pouring it down my face.
Rinsing it off
it's
with
gone.
My salty tears.
Mm. So actually,
you're wondering what the answer
now
is.
Now I am wondering.
Yeah. What the answer is. So yeah. Should I usually reapply my moisturizer on the spots where the tears roll down?
Oh, love.
Should I just cry before doing my skincare routine?
Can you control your crying?
Exactly. Yeah. I know this sounds ridiculous, but I'm serious. But like, yeah, like if you can cry before doing your skincare routine, that would be more effective. Yes, if there's a way to do that.
I'm just wondering how you can sort of control your crying.
Yeah, like you've done your skincare routine, so now the emotions need to stop.
Yeah.
You just bottle them down.
I cried on a run a
Did
week
you?
Ago. Yeah,
oh my
because
God. What were you crying about?
Nothing, that's the
no.
thing.
Because it was like just so, started happening.
It's just so hormonal. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like doom thinking, you know, mm. when you start thinking about, all oh, what if bad things happen?
Yeah.
But that was definitely caused by hormones.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm just wondering how she can share, she controls
control
her crying.
The crying. Your yeah. Reapply your skincare after yeah. crying, definitely.
You've rinsed it off in little rivulets.
Yeah, so it's not going to work if
no.
it's gone down your face.
No.
Nope.
Did someone answer that for her?
I don't know.
Okay, I hope they did. And I hope they also asked if she's okay.
I think like, they all, yeah, everyone was like, oh dear.
What's happening in your
Why
life?
Why do you have to cry so much?
Yeah.
And find a way to stop crying.
Yeah.
Get a cuddle, some therapy.
Yeah. I cry at the therapist, though.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully you should cry less after the therapy's completed.
That's true, yeah.
Is that, yeah. Is that a thing? I don't know.
Yeah. Poor girl.
Yeah. It's awful. It's very sad.
And anyway, we're not making fun.
Not making fun of it.
We've been there. No, that's
it is fun. Actually an interesting question.
It is an
it's
interesting
very
question.
Specific.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just reapply just down there.
Just yeah.
Down the, just in
get,
the middle part.
Apply a really thin strip of all of your skincare routine down
yeah.
these two stripes. Yeah. Little bit of hydrator. And then
yeah. just a hydrating toner.
You could get yourself a thin brush. Just paint it on these areas
yeah.
where the crying has occurred.
And actually, in the end, you know, maybe that part will just end up looking really well.
Yeah, maybe the salt water will do some sort of help with the absorption or something. Mm-hmm. We're going to hope.
She's making her very own SDSM by Niod.
Yeah.
Just in a trail.
Yeah, I don't know if tea is a good for your skin. They're probably antimicrobial.
Yeah, I don't think they're designed to be bad. I mean, that would be a terrible design. Yeah. Fault, wouldn't it?
I mean, I look awful after crying, but I don't mean that's tears.
Do you look blotchy?
Yeah, like just swollen in the eye department. Mm. Red nose.
Yeah. Yes, I'm an ugly crier as well.
Who isn't?
Well,
I don't see that many people crying.
Yeah, that's true.
There's quite a lot of people crying in my workplace.
What?
Yeah.
What, colleagues or clients?
Clients. Patients. Poor lovely patients.
Colleagues are just going, oh, I fucking hate it here.
I don't want to take any more tea down. It's people who've, like, you know, built up the whole episode into a big, big deal. Deathly worried about what I'm going
to
say.
I had to have a proper serious word with one of the people that works for me. I had a Zoom supervision with her. Mm. And I was like, at least there's... And she went, oh, yeah, my tooth came out. And I was like, what happened? And she's just got such bad gum disease.
Oh, God.
That it's pretty much come out. She's really properly scared of the dentist.
Yeah.
And she said,
okay,
I lashed out at the dental nurse last time I was there, and I was like, that's really not good.
Tell her to come see me. I'm so nice.
It would be really tough.
I love that. That's my favourite, yeah.
Okay.
Treating nervous patients is the best.
Okay, then I will. But she's so terrified.
Yeah.
And she's really embarrassed as well that it's come to that. That was the thing.
Said, people come and they're deathly embarrassed, deathly frightened. And I love that. I love, like, being just the nicest person in the world.
Okay.
And then they go, oh, my God.
But that was the harsh word. I was like, you can't allow this now.
Yeah, you've that's lost one. Yeah. That's one too many.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is now a reality check.
Yeah.
I think she likes a dentist fine when she was there, but... Like, she had to take, and I said to her, just take the day. She said the appointment was like 2 o'clock. I was like, don't come into it because you're not going to be able to concentrate. That's how much it affects her. As you know, you must obviously be.
Well, physically, you know, they can't walk in the room hardly sometimes.
Isn't that strange? I mean, I know it's not obviously not the most pleasant thing in the world.
No, but it's normally something that's happened. You know, their mum was frightened of the dentist. Their mum might have said stuff that put them off.
Mm.
Or, like, I've had people who, you know, said that their dentist shouted at them when they were little and that put them off, you know.
Yeah.
Trauma.
I have nothing but love for the dentist.
Yeah.
I love it. I love going. My grandma lost all of her teeth pretty much by her mid-40s.
Yeah, they used to just take them out, though. We don't do that now.
No.
Nah.
She had amazing dentures, though. Anyway.
Yeah, dentures are great.
Okay, I'll tell Lisa.
Yeah, tell us. Okay. Anyway, on to our funny things.
Oh, no. How funny.
I know, this one is like a famous post.
Okay.
That's been going on Reddit. So this is a gallery of obnoxious, unsolicited advice on TikTok by a woman discussing her severe acne.
Oh.
So it's just people, random people advising her things for her acne.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Look up Parasite Cleanse on this app. Life-changing. We all have parasites. They live in your skin and body.
Mm.
Docs, don't talk about it. It's magic. Okay.
Big parasite doesn't want you to know about the parasites.
The big parasite. The big parasite. Yeah. The huge one. Yeah. Yeah, and somebody's answered that with doctors literally have nothing to gain from not helping patients if they know how to help them. They aren't hiding things from patients to keep them ill. That is certainly true.
Do you find a lot of this mistrust and therefore is A, contagious because, you know, the internet is, you know, one person saying something in America, then people in Britain listen to it. But a lot of this mistrust in medical professionals, a lot of it stems from the States?
Yeah.
Is it just because there's
money. Seem to have more extreme views.
They seem to have more extreme views, but you're, I guess you're paying for your healthcare as well. So there's always going to be that element mindset of you're getting something from this, which in a way they are, because when they're prescribing things, they are being paid by pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, it does.
Can kind of understand where that mistrust comes from and the whole rise in holistic therapy. I can completely not relate. But
it makes sense.
It makes total sense.
How can you trust your doctor when they make money by saying things and prescribing things? Yeah,
absolutely.
Totally.
Not saying these are American, but hand on heart, I think they probably are.
Maybe they are, yeah. Okay, so another answer to this woman's severe acne problem was, please hear me out. No, don't want to hear you out. And her name is Strawberry Limeade 24. Please hear me out. No soap of any kind. No washcloths either. Only use a Salix cloth. Maybe a little diluted white vinegar spritz.
And piss.
And piss, probably,
She's about to say piss, isn't she?
What is a Salix cloth? I've never heard of that.
How are you spelling this?
S-A-L-U-X.
Maybe she makes them. It's a cloth of her own invention.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Any more comments?
Yeah, so we've got another one. Have you cut open a fresh aloe leaf and rubbed it lightly and let it soak in and repeat? It's magical. I'm not kidding. And it helps scarring. Like, no, aloe leaf isn't going to cure severe acne. You need to go to the doctor. Have you tried kimchi?
Yes.
Maybe research and see if that may help. Have you tried dewormer?
Kimchi is in like Korean.
It's pickled cabbage, isn't it? A fermented cabbage.
It's really gorgeous.
But yeah, I don't think it's going to help your acne. Have you tried dewormer? Have you stopped milk?
Oh, have you tried drinking water?
Yeah. And there's another one. Eat beef for a month.
Okay.
It doesn't say anything else. It just says eat beef for a month.
And there's a lot of apparently very good qualities in beef liver specifically
for
one's internal health. So maybe that...
Beef liver? Why? So it's got lots of iron and vitamin A.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, liver is good for you. It doesn't say liver, it just says beef. One month of beef.
So if she just ate Burger King, do you reckon? Or did like supersize me?
Yeah, I don't know if it's just beef. Just a pure beef diet.
I can't look up Salix cloth. We'll come back with that. Okay. And find out what the heck it is.
What the bleep is a... Do you want to read the next one?
Yes, please.
It's horrible.
That made me think of, the Dr. Anjali Marto. What is her sort of professional... She's a dermatologist, and she has acne, and she's really good about sort of when she gets a sort of about. She always takes pictures of it. She's pretty, transparent, and she gets some horrendous comments from people, saying like, "Why would I take advice from you? Look at the state of you."
Oh my god!
I know. It's just dreadful. Oh no!
Yeah, it's this one.
Okay. This is from a melasma, around a melasma chat. So as you
know, it's a melasma group on Facebook, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you've been listening to the podcast, you know that both Nia and I have loads to say about this. So the writer says, I'm going to post something gross. At least to me it sounds gross, but my mum swears that that's how she got rid of her melasma the last time she had it. She had it with all her pregnancies, and the last time she was pregnant, it wouldn't go away and lingered around for months and months. So here it goes. She used period blood. I've seen this.
Yeah.
She said she was told by an elderly person in her hometown to try that, and I want the elderly person in the hometown to be an old lady with no teeth who lives in the Appalachian Mountains. Yeah. Otherwise, the story's
maybe
not going to be
someone
good.
Who hated her.
Absolutely.
Let's see what she...
She said she had known of other people that had used period blood and then it completely cleared up their skin. Sounds so gross to me. She desperately wants me to try because your face looks so bad. First of all, divorce your mother. That's what you need to do. I hate my melasma, but I guess not that bad. Besides, how am I to collect it and apply? Well, I can think of ways that you do that, but that's not the question you should be asking.
No.
She doesn't recall how she did it. She just did. I think your mum's winding you up and everyone else over 35 years ago. Anyway, has anybody heard this or something crazy like it? Could it be like those bloody treatments they do, or like the vampire PRP facials?
No, it's not like that.
No. At the dermatologist, where they smear your face with your own blood they've drawn. Don't think they smear it on your face, though, do they? Vampire facial? Don't they just collect blood?
They collect blood, centrifuge it, and then you get the plasma, like, hopefully injected into your skin. Yeah, so it's not just blood drawn out of your vein and then rubbed onto your face.
It looks great. I've heard of women using
urine. So this is comments now, people answering her. So there's one woman who says that...
So, yes, someone said it's true, but I've never tried it. Someone else said, yes, I've used wee wee. How would you get dried blood to stay on your face?
Yeah, so she...
Make it like powder.
I was told to use period blood that's already dry, not fresh one. Somebody answers, how would you get the dry blood to stay on your face? Make it like a powder foam. That's what I've been told, and I never try, so I don't know. Make a powder foam.
But usually with these things, like with asshole tanning, there's usually a scintilla of truth to it. Do you know what I mean? It comes from something.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, something in hemoglobin.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There has to be something there.
It's like a Chinese whisper of
tips. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like butthole tanning. Butthole tanning has,
Like tanning. Like, you know, being exposed to the sun is good for you in certain amounts.
Yeah.
There's no evidence to show that your anus is more receptive to sunlight than
it's
anus.
Actually not the anus though, it's the biffin.
The biffin, yes.
It's perineum.
The perineum, the gooch.
It is the gooch. Okay, or the taint if you're American.
Taint, yes. Mm. That's quite a good word.
It is a good word.
So we're meant to use dried period blood like some sort of blusher. Or bronzer and like apply it to your face.
I mean, in a way, depending on where it is, that'd be like quite a nice contour, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would look pretty gothic. Yeah. You know, how goth am I? I use period blood as blusher. But, you know.
Yeah.
What? How would it absorb into your skin?
It's That's really why I would weird. Think it would be the fresh blood for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it did work. I would do it, probably, but it won't work, so I'm not going to do it.
I think someone asked Kim Kardashian this
on
the eve of the launch of her new skincare.
Yeah, I was reading about this.
Which she's already being sued for because of copyright.
Yeah, she's totally stealing everyone else's ideas.
And she said something like, I would eat poop if it would, you know, make my skin better and probably sell it. But I was looking at her range. It's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually screenshotted it because I was like
$600 for the range of like 9 products.
Yeah, she was like, I don't think 5 products is realistic. I don't use 5, I use 9. So she's going for the 9. Mm-hmm. But she's just stolen the name and the appearance of the products from other brands.
I'm kind of surprised she went for a high price point. Yeah. Because she's a little bit more business savvy than that.
Yeah.
But there we go.
Yeah, it's not very accessible, is it?
It's not. You know? Period blood is, though, on the other
hand. Yeah, plenty of that. But I'm not going to ever put it on my face.
What if it works? What if there was a
randomised, controls, double-blind study that said it worked, I would do it because then I know it works. But until then, no. And nobody's going to do that.
Would it just take the one study and you would be...
If it was a good quality study with enough participants.
Fine. Let's get going.
So how would you get the people to enroll in the study? This is what we're going to do, girl.
How many participants would you need to be like legitty?
Hundreds and hundreds.
Oh, right.
Like, you know, thousands.
That's a shitload.
Yeah, more the better.
Okay.
Yeah, fascinating point of view.
Okay.
Right, this is weird.
Oh, brilliant. Please, can I read this too?
Yeah.
Because I want to read it in an accent, but I don't think I'll do it justice. Okay. Was this from another Facebook group?
This is Facebook. Yeah, okay. Facebook is bananas.
It is bananas. I don't care who thinks this is crazy, but you all need to be careful of what you buy, in brackets, even the brands, because some of them will send demons into your home. And this is why I want to speak in the accent of Tangina from Poltergeist.
Oh, I love
this.
This
house is clean.
Clean.
Yeah. A few years ago, I bought this bronzer from a company. I do not agree with the founder, face of the company, but I figured, I don't know what most of these founders of companies do in their life. For all I know, they're all low-key evil, so what could it hurt?
I'm thinking she's talking about Kat Von D.
Oh, right, okay.
I would have thought.
That's interesting.
She's quite old. Alternative looking,
right,
isn't
okay.
She?
Yeah. Okay. One night I had a dream of that person in my home as a straight demon trying to kill me. I love the way she said straight demon. She
weird.
Doesn't mean like a
not gay.
Queer one.
No.
Just a straight up demon trying to kill me. Needless to say, I prayed over my house and threw that makeup away.
Mm.
Never had another encounter like that with that demon. Some Christians may act like, well, I'm covered by the blood, I'm good. I mean, this is very fire
Whoa.
And brimstone
yeah.
Christianity. This is like, not Lutheran, what are they called when they're Baptists, Southern Baptists.
Okay.
That's fine and dandy. That does not mean open portals in your home and life, which will eventually affect your family and people you love. The Bible says, be sober and vigilant. Be gentle as doves, yet wise as serpents. Some of your breakthroughs are not happening simply because you're hard-headed when it comes to things your flesh enjoys.
Wow.
I mean, that's an amazing sermon, though.
So you might have something in your home that's actually inviting demons in, and it's stopping your progress in life because you've got some sort of demonic blusher.
I would agree with that if it was a Ouija board. Like, if you had a Ouija board in your
house.
I would not have a Ouija board.
Would you not, in case it invited something?
Yeah, or like a bronzer with a Ouija board.
Really? You wouldn't buy it?
No way.
I would definitely
buy it. And Kat Von D would definitely sell those.
Yeah. And I would definitely buy
it. You would, wouldn't you?
No. Yeah, I love spooky stuff. I told you I think the house is haunted.
This house?
Yes.
This house is clean, not clean.
It's not clean. I don't know. Some weird stuff happened. But I'm a woman of science, so I don't believe in stuff like that. But I like it, because it's nice.
What's happened?
Weird stuff.
Has that chair started just spinning on its own?
No, that didn't happen.
Oh.
Yeah, I think feel like I'll be discredited in the science community. Not that I'm in the science community.
Oh, okay.
But everyone will be like, you believe in stupid nonsense.
I don't believe your skincare advice anymore.
Yeah, because you believe in ghosts. I don't know if I believe in ghosts, but it was very odd. It was very odd.
Was it in the daytime?
Yeah, it was at a point of time where Max was working away a lot, so I was on my own here quite a bit. And I got home from work, and the bathroom was like full of water, like large pools of water. And it was as if something had, like, water just dropped from the ceiling evenly across the room. It wasn't like the sink had leaked and there was a puddle underneath it. The windows were
all over the floor.
All over the floor were pools of water, but all over everything, there was like spray.
What?
It was weird. It was really odd. And like, I couldn't explain it at the time. I thought, well, maybe it'll happen again and an explanation will come up. And I just cleaned it up and got on with my life. But I was like, that is odd because it didn't happen again.
That
Nothing
is
leaked.
So weird.
Yeah.
I'm not a woman of science, so I can tell my one.
Yeah.
So I live in my grandma's house, and she's actually buried in the apple tree in the garden, or half of it.
She's not buried.
She's
sprinkled.
Sprinkled,
yeah.
Yeah, her body's not buried. That's illegal,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, because you told me this before, and I was like...
She's sprinkled.
Okay.
And, well, half of her is. So half of her's with my grandpa in a proper, you know, cemetery. And
the top
half. Yeah. At the smoking half, I think.
Yeah.
I like to think of an apple tree. And so we had a carpenter in doing some work on the house. And so my nine's house was really old fashioned and creaky. And so little by little, we're having work done. And this carpenter was doing everything in the house. And it was his turn to do, I don't know, tiling in the bathroom or something like that. And so I came home from work and he said, did you come back or do you have a nice lunch or something weird like that? And I was like, yes,
fine.
He said, you come back at lunchtime. I said, no, I wasn't here at lunchtime. He said, yeah, you were. I said, no, I wasn't. And then, honestly, the colour just went from his face and his face. And I said, what's the matter? And he said, it's fine. It's fine. I know. And I said, it's not fine. Tell me what's wrong. And it went back and forth like that for a while. Hayden came home. My dad was there because he brought Purdy back. And it was just really awkward because he just looked like, I don't want to say anything.
Because it was weird.
But he said, someone came into the bathroom and tapped me on the shoulder when I was on my hands and knees pulling the thing up. And he said, I got up, looked around, and there was nobody there. But, and I said, oh my God, that's the sort of thing my grandma would have done. Like, hey, like, get back to work. Yeah, what are you doing? But he was just completely, and it wasn't the story, it was his reaction. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he was there. You did do that.
Yeah, he's like, no, you must have been there. Oh my God.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, cool. I love it. I love ghosty stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway. So back to the demonic bronzer that this woman threw away.
Yeah, so you think this is Kat Von D? Okay, so this is...
I think so, because it's kind of... She's got kind of spooky, gothy kind of...
Okay.
You know, she has coffins and crucifixes and stuff.
Right, and so this person went against their better judgment and bought a good bronzer.
And now she realises that demons entered her life at that point.
Okay.
And she's thrown the bronzer away and everything's fine.
Okay. So one commenter has said, straight facts. I'm always looking at symbols, brand names that are on the tag.
I don't know what that means.
I went through my kids' closets and threw away a lot. T-shirts with snakes and dragons. So what? Oh, your poor kids.
I know.
That's all the fun stuff. Stuff with a yin-yang symbol. What?
Yeah, I know. That's not...
Literally means demonic. Like, you know, peace and balance, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I was just being led by the Holy Spirit and tossing everything out. I love it. Air. I never felt so free after that in all my life. The kids were mad. Yeah, no shit. But who cares, the kids? They had no clue the doors I was closing for them. Ask my son. I threw away half of his wrestlers. If they had demonic tattoos, no questions asked.
No questions asked in capitals.
Laugh, laugh, laugh. And I don't care who bought it for you. You're straight to social services with that lady. That's really new.
Can you imagine? Yeah, your mum just throws all your snake t-shirts out.
My friend Veronica is Hindu. Her dad was Hindu. So when she got married to a really, again, I can't remember the type of Christian it was, but an American, like they say WASP, don't they? Like,
yes,
Protestants. So yeah. I'll just say that. Lovely guy. And they got married in Vegas and they had a Hindu ceremony, which is beautiful.
Yeah.
And then Ron's mother-in-law said to her afterwards, so they had like not a drive through wedding, but it was basically in a little white chapel in Vegas. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Cool.
And that followed the Hindu ceremony. But the mother-in-law said to Ron, I'm really glad that we were able to have the Christian ceremony after that one, just to cleanse it of all the mumbo jumbo.
Oh my God. Christian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Ryan's mum was very religious. She's passed away now. Lovely lady. So lovely. But
she could cleanse of the mumbo jumbo of the Hindu ceremony.
Of the Hindu ceremony, which was so beautiful.
Oh.
And like, yeah, just gorgeous.
But then... Have you been to an Indian wedding?
Only that.
Yeah.
And so only part of an Indian wedding, but
because it's a long affair, normally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, we all sort of went there, all British, and sat down. Like,
Was this in India,
it was in Britain, yeah. Sitting down waiting for the ceremony to begin. What time does it begin?
With your fascinator hats on.
With my fascinator on my dress. And it was like the most sort of free, sort of happy. Everyone was just wandering around. There wasn't any sitting down waiting for things to be on time.
How lush is that, though?
Yeah, it was really nice.
So my friend Joe is seeing someone, and I hope they're going to get married. He lives in India, and I was like, oh my God, you've got to get... You know, you guys get married, that'd be amazing. She was like, nothing scares me more than the thought of having a wedding with so much, like, fun and so many people.
Yeah.
She was like, that would be my idea.
If you're an introvert, that's
exactly
a horrible idea.
Exactly, she's an introvert, so she's really scared about that. But,
Fair play.
Beautiful.
God.
No mumbo jumbo there.
No. No. Yeah. So I don't like any of this stuff. I don't know. Like, if you're a very Christian person, Should you be afraid? Should you be afraid of bronzers?
Are there mentions of dragons in the Bible? I mean, I know serpents because the serpents one that threw that apple to Eve.
I think they were overthinking it. Yeah, I think it's just branding.
I think you're really being quite prejudiced against whales, to be quite honest, if you're anti-dragon.
Yeah.
I think that's actually...
Like, our entire country is demonic in that case.
A problem with you.
Yeah. Yeah. How's bells?
Yeah.
Right, there's another one. There's another one.
Oh, God.
This is, it's quite small, so I hope you've got... I'll read this one.
Okay, yeah. Even with my glasses, I cannot.
Okay. So this is from a Facebook group that I enjoy called DAWI.
Yeah.
So I can't remember what it stands for now.
Something woo insanity.
Yeah. Detox, anti-vax and woo insanity.
Yeah.
And it's very entertaining. So, okay, so this lady is a screenshot from a Facebook group called Urine Therapy. Oh. Yeah, so you can imagine. And this lady, this is her problem that she wanted people to advise her on. She says, I read somewhere, someone using her derma roller, then putting aged urine on her face afterwards. So on Thursday evening, I decided to try this. I used my derma roller, then I massaged aged urine into my face. And then I left it on for 15 minutes and washed it off. I have never had bad skin or acne before. And this morning I woke up to this. And there's a photograph of her face with loads of red spots.
They look like boils. They actually look like raised.
Infected skin.
Yeah.
What happened? Lesson learned. Won't do this again. Any advice to make this go away? I'm all ears. Thanks. I didn't screenshot any comments, but...
This is the thing, I really want to know what the advice is.
The advice is probably more aged urine.
Pro-piss
people.
And again, these are things that, like, have roots somewhere.
Yeah, and it's an Indian thing, an Ayurvedic technique to do with urine, but...
Yeah.
I was reading a lot, this afternoon, ahead of tonight, I was reading about aged urine and... You know, but is there any, substance to it?
Yeah.
And there isn't. There's no evidence, but it's been done for a long time. It's like a traditional thing.
Do you think it's just because, like there's urea in urine, therefore...
Yeah, so that's good for your skin. Urea is good for your skin. It is, but...
But all the other shit...
But you can just get it in a cream that you can buy in Boots, like, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Like, piss is just stinking and bogging. Why would you want to put it on yourself?
What would you do? Like, if someone came to you and obviously said, please don't judge me, but I derma-rolled hot old piss into my face. Like, please can you help me?
Yeah.
Like, what would you say?
So you need to have some antibiotics now because you've done something very stupid.
Yeah, because it's literally in her skin.
Yeah, because, she's
combine harvested in it into her face.
Because, like, urine, when, like, urine comes out of your kidneys is sterile.
Mm-hmm.
But as it sits there, it grows nasty bugs.
Okay.
So if it was to sit there for days, and I researched what's aged
means,
and
so
it's
longer
than 4 days.
Right.
So you've got... Old, but stinky.
What's the
piss?
Argument for aging the piss?
I don't know. I haven't read that much into it.
Fine wine, is it?
Well,
maybe
don't...
I'll buy you this piss book for your birthday.
Yeah, Natalie's like showing me this book on piss.
It's not called the Golden Shower. What was it called?
Golden Foundation. I don't want the book for my birthday.
You're just gonna get it for research. No. You can't choose what I get you for your birthday. It's done. It's done. It's already bought. The Golden Fountain.
Yeah.
You're having it.
Golden Fountain.
It's only 30 quid.
I didn't want it. So then another person on a Facebook group says, big thumbs up for piss facial, in capital letters. Feels soft as a baby's skin and soothed. Daily practice now, I just keep rubbing it in. Once dried a bit. More instant relief and dryness gone. But maybe it is helping her skin if it's got urea in it.
Fresh piss possibly could. And she's like, is she putting it on a pad, like a toner, and wiping it across her face and then rinsing it off?
I don't know. She must smell horribly of piss.
I have read this. I suppose I have smelt that. I feel like I could smell it. But I have read that, that you are literally using it like micellar water, like a toner.
Or you put it on a cotton pad. You piss on the cotton pad.
Piss on the cotton pad.
And then wipe it on your face.
And then
I'm not going to try it to see if it's good, because I don't want a smell of piss.
You won't, because you'll wash it off.
If you clean it off, then what's it going to do? Because you're cleaning it off.
It would have just got just do what a cleanser does. And just get deep down in there and remove impurities. It draws out toxins. That's what they all say.
No, not the toxins. You can't draw them out.
Did she? Can I just say this? So there's a photo of this lady who wants to remain anonymous, which is weird because she seems really proud of it.
I don't know. I think whatever group I was on that is screenshotted it, they've drawn a massive yellow mark over her
this
eyes.
This is what I wanted to know. Has she done that herself?
No.
It would have been amazing.
No, I think it's the person who's taken the piss out of her.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
I like what you've done there. I didn't belong to Andra. Okay,
so another, this is like from one of these groups, this is all the benefits of urine therapy. So it's insane. It's absolutely insane.
I mean, I think possibly one or two out of these 14 benefits may have some
base.
Because you do piss on a jellyfish sting, for example.
Yes, yes.
Right?
That is true. Mm. I saw it on Friends.
Yes. I saw it on Steve Irwin.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Okay, that is true. It does have some benefits,
mm-hmm.
but it does not prevent hair loss.
It doesn't fight cancer.
No. These are all like misspelled.
It doesn't calming
young
nerve.
Skin.
It doesn't calming nerve.
It doesn't calm nerve.
Piss calms my nerves.
Well, I love going for a piss.
Especially when it's been held in for like 5 hours and you think, why have I done
You've
this?
Forgotten that you needed one.
A luxury sit down wee. That's what I hate to say.
Like, oh, I needed a wee like an hour ago and I didn't go. Let me just go. That's my favourite kind of piss, not the one I put in my face.
Like, yeah.
This is absolutely hilarious.
Urine also contains a hormone called melatonin. Is this correct?
No.
Right.
Well, melatonin is produced when light hits your eyes in the morning. Melatonin is produced 10 hours after that.
Yeah.
So when, like, I deliberately make, like, before at bedtime for the kids, I run upstairs and turn all the lights off and put lamps on so that their eyes will see the lower level of light and their brain will then start producing melatonin.
Okay.
So it's in response to light levels. It's nothing to do with piss. What the hell? Your brain produces it. You don't need to drink your own urine. You can just get a melatonin, like, gummy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Be way tasty.
I'm starting to get annoyed, aren't I?
Anyway, that's done. We're done with
this. Stop talking about piss.
Yeah, it's really silly.
Yeah, so I've just quoted from Healthline, the website, saying there is no scientific evidence to support claims that drinking urine is beneficial. On the contrary, research suggests that drinking urine can introduce bacteria, toxins, and other harmful substances into your bloodstream. It can even place undue stress on your kidneys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe you.
It's true. So I've screenshotted from this woman that... I remember you telling me about her years ago. Mm.
She's still around.
Yeah, she's still saying the same old shit. And her name is Rose Uncharted. And she's on Instagram. And she is, like, so dangerous, so worrying, so bad. It makes me want to, like, report it to Instagram or, like, you know, like, this isn't my kind of thing at all, but, like, say nasty things to her.
Yeah.
And comment and say, you should stop. You must stop saying this.
Yeah.
But this woman is saying that the sun is not harmful to the skin and doesn't cause cancer.
Yeah.
And she's saying that people shouldn't use sunscreen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she sells a sun balm.
So I don't know how she gets around the sort of tricky logistics of that line of thinking. So the sun isn't bad, but she sells the sun balm.
Yeah.
So that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. What sense is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to read out her?
Oh, I'd love to.
Bollocks.
No conclusive association has ever been made between sunburns and melanoma. So the first, in the first sentence, immediately there's a, you can ring a bell.
Yeah.
How then is it logical to suggest that sunscreen can save you from death by skin cancer? In fact, studies suggest that people are at greater risk of developing melanomas by the use of sunscreens. Full quote, Andreas Moritz.
She's like, it's a study, but she's referenced it badly. She doesn't know how to reference a study.
Okay.
There is some research to suggest that.
Yeah.
But there is newer research that shows that sunscreen does work. Yeah. It does help prevent cancer.
Yeah.
You know, the studies she's talking about are old, old studies that were just using, you know, old sunscreen that only protected against UVB.
Okay.
So, yeah, people may well get more cancer if they use sunscreen because they think that they're okay to sit out baking in the sun all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not reapplying and they're not doing things properly. Yeah. You should, you know, part of sun protection is to cover yourself and to flee from, you know, hot midday sun.
Stay in the shade.
Stay in the shade. But, you know, she's making out that sunscreen causes cancer.
Yeah.
That's what she infers.
And she says, why is this topic so important to me? Because she's selling a sun balm. Because the sun, God's life-giving gift to this earth, has been demonized. What the EPA, so that's the Environmental Protection Agency, and other agencies claim, and what the actual science says are two entirely different things. Sound familiar? And then an emoji of a syringe.
Oh, right.
They profit greatly from spreading fear and misinformation and laugh while we slather on cancer-causing chemicals and hide from the most life-giving and healing modality on this planet. Then, when we get skin cancer, instead of exploring the root causes in our body, we ignorantly blame it on the sun. If you want more information and have questions, please read both my sun highlights before and before commenting here. Sunblock does not prevent fatal melanoma. Full stop.
Yeah, so sunblock doesn't prevent cancer. Yeah, it does. Yeah, there's a, you know, if you want assurance that that's the case, then you Google the NAMBOR study, which is an Australian study, which had lots and lots of people involved in it, like thousands, I think.
Okay.
And they showed that people who put sunscreen on every day were less likely to get cancer. So she's wrong. But yeah, her Instagram profile is so sort of, it's quite enticing and dreamy and beautiful.
Very religious.
Religious, and it's all about her family and her children are beautiful. There's lots of photos of them running around barefoot in the sunshine. And then you'll get a comment here and there from someone asking her about their kids and, you know, should we... Yeah. Yeah, so I've screenshotted a picture of somebody asking about their son. Oh, it's so sad. I purchased the Love the Sun cream butter for my son for our trip to Florida, and I'm planning to use it solely for sunscreen prevention. And she says, Rose Uncharted replies, yes, that product does actually have sun-blocking properties with the zinc oxide.
So she's okay.
Yeah.
Is she okay with zinc oxide?
Yeah, so apparently zinc oxide's fine.
Okay.
I don't know why she knows that's fine, but she knows that's fine.
Because what studies is she reading that says that zinc oxide is fine, yet tells her that other sunblocks cause or sunscreens cause cancer?
I don't know. You know, zinc oxide might not be fine. The chemicals might not be fine. But we're going on evidence, and there's lots and lots of scientific studies that show that sunscreen is generally good. But she's saying, you know, it's not.
Her sun butter balm is formulated with UV defense. So
yeah,
she is saying that UV is damaging.
Yeah.
So what is she saying?
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. So she's basically saying, don't put chemicals on your skin. My product is fine because it's not...
Right, non-nanozinc oxide And red raspberry seed, as we know, gives a huge SPF of like 1.5.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
To protect against, apparently, UV.
Yeah. Really. So she's, you know, she doesn't make any sense, but she's very enticing. And I think it's very, very worrying that she is saying all this stuff to her many, many... How many Instagram followers does she have?
177,000.
177,000?
Yeah, and then her sun folk is basically her sun screen.
Yeah.
Which is almost 35,000.
Jesus. So this woman is telling hundreds of thousands, well, tens, hundreds of thousands of people to not use sunscreen because it gives them cancer.
Mm.
And she needs to be stopped. I don't know how to stop her.
So non-nano zinc oxide.
Yeah.
Do you know what is the difference between like micronized and non-nano?
The size of the particle of the zinc oxide, yeah. So she, you know, some people think that the nano might get through into your bloodstream.
Oh, I see.
So the bigger the particle,
right,
the, in quotes, safer it is. Yeah. Don't know. Yeah. My theory is, someone else commenting on her posts, my theory is that the sun only brings out the chemicals already in your body.
Yes, this is not just her. This is a very, 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 very common argument. So basically, because you're eating high fructose corn syrup and other shit, you're going to burn.
That's why you burn.
You burn because
you've got toxins inside. Oh my
God. You don't burn if you don't...
If you don't have shit in your body.
If you eat clean, basically, yeah.
Holy shit.
No, I've read that before, lots. So it's what's in your diet that's causing you to...
So you don't get sunburned. Like, you know... So what about, you know, a black person, all of black people?
Mm-hmm.
Will they burn then if they eat loads of chemicals and McDonald's and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's not because of that, is it? It's because their ability to
I think reflect. You just need to ask her.
Yeah. Can I punch her in the face?
What her studies have said.
Yeah. Yeah, my theory is that the sun only brings out the chemicals already in your body from toxic food, pesticides, preservatives and other chemicals we ingest and put on our skin daily. Use clean beauty products and eat organic from the earth. Nailed it. The light draws out darkness.
I think she's taken the strapline from the film The Exorcist and used it to promote clean beauty products, which, I mean, I would buy it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This isn't skincare with lols anymore. This is skincare with, like, wanting to strangle somebody. So I've ended on a lighter note.
Okay.
If you call it a lighter note. So... read it.
Oh,
read
no,
it and weep, no. Natalie. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I don't know if I can. Okay. I have to lean in.
Yeah, oh yeah. Do you want me to read it because you can't see it?
I don't know. If you can get... Can you get to the end of that, the sentence in bold without...
Yeah, I can read it all.
Crying.
Has anyone used a derma roller on their labia majora?
Okay.
Have you?
No.
No?
No.
I've read that it isn't advised generally, but also read of someone trying it out. Derma rolling meant to have collagen boosting effects.
I see. So if you're worried about the youth of your
vagina
flaps,
lips,
okay,
yeah,
then you will do this. Okay.
Just wondering if there's any way to improve the skin tone of outer lips or vagina, a way to tighten them even.
That's what she's worried about.
Yeah, she's worried about her wrinkly lips.
Okay.
I'm not worried about that at all. It's the least of my problems.
I've never, ever worried about that.
No.
But maybe I am now. Maybe I will.
Yeah, no. I haven't seen it. I don't see it. I don't know what it looks like.
I mean, I get mine waxed like every 3 months.
So would you think that your lady would tell you if you were having aging?
Oh, love, your flaps are well old.
You need some filler down there. That's what people do. Do you get filler down there? Yeah, filler and some sort of tightening machine thing. I don't know.
Can you? And I'm imagining that these are women that have sex with men. Yeah, like these aren't women that have sex with women.
Yeah,
these women and. then that leads me to my next question, which is what extent do you think men would go to make sure, would they even wash
their balls?
Yeah, I mean, God, while yeah. we're here doing that,
do you think
what are they doing?
Yeah, I mean, do you think men care?
No.
I wouldn't have thought that a man would notice. He's just happy to be there, surely.
I would hope he's just, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that's what my sex life is like anyway.
Thank you.
This is great. Everyone's just chuffed that they managed to be alone long enough to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that the general advice is don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, so the comments were...
But the fact that there is even general advice even exists for that type of question.
Yeah. So the same person who asked the question says, more the collagen boosting that's meant to do maybe thicken/plump the skin. I feel I've got wrinkles/stretch skin on my labia majora and trying to think of a way to help this. I read somebody tried derma rolling and somebody else comments, they all look like that, you know that, right? I've seen many my age, (30), with it looking wrinkled. I haven't seen many my age with it looking wrinkled on the outer skin. And somebody else says, they're literally all like that, unless your only reference is porn. I've browsed real girl posts, quite often notice most have plump looking labia majora.
Are they all like 20?
I don't know. Who are these real world posts?
Yeah, you can't just look at people's flaps unless you're like pressing pause on porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty certain. Yeah, mine is quite plump, but there's wrinkles on it.
Okay, so I think she's had sex with a really shit person who's pointed this out to her. I don't think there's any way that paranoia would just come from her.
No.
And maybe just get rid of that guy. Can you imagine how wrinkly his balls are?
Yeah, balls are extremely wrinkly.
Balls. I went to a festival in what San are you gonna Francisco say? Called the Folsom Leather Festival.
Yeah.
And it was, an eye-opener. I didn't even want to open my eyes.
You kept your eyes closed. That's how eye-opening it was.
Not have seen.
It went round the other way.
But one of them was, and he must have been a porn star. He was so beautiful. He looked like a Roman warrior,
yeah,
like a gladiator, and I think he had like a gladiator's frock thing on.
Yeah.
But anyway, you could see his full William balls.
Oh my god!
But he injected silicone into everything, so it was completely smooth, including the dick.
Silicone.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good idea.
It's very common.
Yeah, that's not very what you should be doing.
In porn. But my friend Jay went, quick, have a photo with him because other people. And I plucked up the courage and then he turned around and went. But it was really impressive.
Wow.
Size-wise.
Good God.
And it looked like it was carved out of marble.
No.
Well, because there was no wrinkles. It was so
It was just plump. Full of silicone.
I'm assuming it was...
I hope it was hyaluronic acid, not silicone.
Well, I don't know. That would have been a hell of a... I mean, it's a huge, huge penis. I'm going to take a lot of hyaluronic acid. No, this is... I'm going to look it up.
Jesus Christ.
While you're finishing off.
Yeah. So that was the last post I screenshot.
So basically, if you're going to worry about that, you know, and you're having sex with a guy who has the wrinkliest...
Yeah. If any man comments on your labia majora... Punch them firmly in the chops and tell them not to be so ungrateful.
Well, just like, you know, say, what about these?
Yeah, have you looked at your own labia majoras?
I'm just assuming someone pointed out to it because I just think it's really...
Yeah, why was she thinking about it?
Don't worry about it. So you ever used to have these hang-ups when you literally had nothing more pressing to think about, like in your 20s?
Yeah.
I remember stressing about a dimple of cellulite, which was probably the size of a 5p coin. on my left butt cheek.
Yeah.
And the first ever stretch mark, white stretch mark I saw on my boob at like age 22. And it was the worst thing that had ever happened.
Yeah. What am I going to do?
Well, I was given that one stretch mark.
Yeah, I remember I bought the, can't remember what it was. It was like the Cosmopolitan book or manual or something. And it said what your waist size should be and your thigh size. And my thigh size was like
what?
Insanely small.
Your thigh size was too small?
My thigh size was too big.
Oh, yours was too big. Oh my, yours way was too big.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah, this is compared
to, according to Cosmopolitan, my thighs were enormous.
Yeah, see, this is not what we need to be worrying about, but
it really isn't.
As Nia and I were looking at one of my, what was the annual that I had? Was it Girl?
Yeah.
In my house.
It was really
so
funny.
So my mum dug a Girl manual out of...
So that was like a magazine from the 80s.
Yeah, I was just thinking what age is it aimed at? Probably like 12 to 16.
Yeah,
something like that.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of don't do those anymore, do they?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
But it was like, how much of a slob are you? How fat are you? I think there's possibly an advert for like Get in Shape Girl, which I always wanted,
how to lose
which is these
weight,
like little dumbbells for sort of 9-year-olds. So we think it's bad now, but it was actually pretty grim.
It was awful.
Back in the old days, we just didn't have social media to tell us how ugly we were.
No.
We had Girl annuals.
Yeah, the magazines were making sure that we felt gross.
Yeah, so it's a tale as old as time, I'm afraid. Yeah. We think it's new. It's just...
It's a way of selling things, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah, totally. So don't worry about your...
Anything.
Don't worry about anything, but especially don't worry about your fanny lips.
No, my God. No.
Just don't. Now, I'm going to have a look when I go home.
What, this guy's huge penis? I'm trying to find a photo.
Yeah, it won't let me look now. So I'm going to have to... So in my notes, I've basically...
Have you got a post as well that you found? No.
Oh, what about... Silliness.
Yeah.
Oh, mine's about Black Self, but actually I think it could be a whole new episode. I think it'd be an episode about how alternative medicine can be really harmful to health in general.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's horrible to watch, isn't
so, it? So, yeah, it was a post I read about Black Self, and there's been, so where Nia's been dredging sort of on Facebook for groups that help with skincare issues, but only using... alternative medicine, the term Black Self comes up quite a lot.
Yeah.
Which is basically bloodroot, which is a plant extract, which basically does lance off things, unpleasant things on your skin.
It just like destroys flesh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the good news is that it can destroy cancerous cells, but the bad news is it destroys all cells.
Yeah.
So people have been putting, unfortunately, Black Salve on their faces, and literally causes necrosis in some cases, doesn't it? And do you know what I was looking at? So we will do this another time because I think it's really fascinating, but I was looking at a picture of what I thought was someone's outer ear, and it's the side of their nose that's been eaten out.
Oh God.
So I guess they must have applied Black Salve because it has zinc chloride in it as well. So just ridiculous. Anyway, you can legally purchase it from Etsy.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
people are free to run amok with whatever they got in their crazy brains, aren't they?
That's what I think. Like with Rose Uncharted, if you were to use her sun balm, I suppose she's covered. She's covered because basically she's not called it a sunscreen.
No, she's not. It doesn't have SPF on it.
Yeah. She said it gives you protection against UVA radiation. Yeah. And it has natural sun protection in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's
but
okay.
For some reason, which is completely contradictory to what she's...
Because the God-given sun is good for you.
Yeah. I don't understand.
But it could be the toxins you're eating that are giving you cancer, don't you?
Yeah, of course, it makes me so cross.
We're supposed to finish on a happy note.
No, we're supposed to be with lols. There hasn't been enough lols.
Well, we'll just put some canned laughter over the top.
Me. Ugh, getting cross.
Yeah.
So if you're enjoying our skincare with lols, then let us know. Are you laughing or are you annoyed like me? Tell us.
Okay.
In our Facebook group, Skincare with Friends, and on the Instagram channel, Skincare with Friends.
And Nia Pattern Looks.
Yep.
And Natalie SWF, I think.
Yep. That's the one.
Yeah. We're everywhere.
Or are you Skincare everywhere. With Friends, Nat?
I think if you search Natalie SWF, it comes up because the username is that.
Right, you are.
Cool.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And
we appreciate you.
Yeah, we love you. We love our gang. We love the group. We love chatting to everyone.
There's thousands of us.
Yeah.
In the Facebook group.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good bunch of peeps.
Yeah, they're great.
Cool.
Bye. Yeah.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.